This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm really excited to have him back on the show because this guy is crushing it. We're talking no other than Debt Resolve. They trade on the OTC markets. Debt Resolve provides solutions to financial institutions and other originators and holders of consumer debt for the negotiation and settlement of delinquent and defaulted consumer debt worldwide. They're also in the federal student loan business. Here to talk about that is Bruce Belmar. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be back again.
Wow. You guys just reported your second quarter, $2.44 million, up 588%. What are you guys doing over there?
Well, I think, we had a strategy coming into this year that we had most of our financial results come out of our student loan care subsidiary that we're a 51% majority owner of. And we started this business June 1, so it'd been in operation for 7 months. And as we came into this year, we said, look, number one job is to execute. And that's what the team's been doing. So it's good to see that they've responded and execution has been good. The marketplace is good. And so the results kind of speak for themselves.
You know, the last 6 months, you guys have did $4.2 million. Most of that was coming from the new acquisition that you picked up, the student loan care. My question to you, is there any more M&A on the horizons?
We're always, as we've detailed in our filings, that our strategy is to want to bring more companies under the umbrella. You know, as a public company, we do offer the ability for smaller companies to come under the umbrella and monetize the investment they've made to start their companies. And a lot of folks, you know, spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, hard work to start up companies and then find themselves unable to monetize it because the sellers aren't available and the public markets aren't available. And I will have to admit, it's very costly to be a public company. So we offer that kind of a financial benefit for folks to come under the Debt Resolve umbrella. And we're talking to other folks, and I don't doubt that we'll be doing more of them.
You know, I want to change gears here and talk about some of your metrics, which are very, very impressive. You know, your market cap's only about $2.2 million. I want to tell my listeners right now, I've told you about stocks before that are undervalued. This stock is 10 times undervalued where it's at right now. It's trading at almost 2 cents a share. And let me give you some metrics that I've done some homework on your company. In 1 year, you guys have done $7 million in revenue. Your operating income is a positive $1 million. Usually, market cap to just revenues should be between 3.5 and 6 times. That would put you guys at around 12 to 14 million market cap, and you guys are at 2 million. So 6 times undervalue. What are your thoughts on that, Bruce?
Well, I think you hit it right on the head as far as the market, we don't believe, really is either understanding our business or not giving us the kind of valuation that it should be doing. If you look at our volume, you'll see our volume spikes with announcements of our earnings. But as you mentioned, in the last 12 months, we've done over 7 million. We've been over 2 million a quarter for the last three quarters. And I think the key is just we need to get out there and tell our story.
Absolutely.
And certainly that's why, talking to you folks today and talking to you before, our story was a little new at that point, but now after four solid quarters, three great quarters, significant operating income, I think I've also mentioned in the press release that I've put aside provisions for AR bad debt, which, you know, in the course of running your business, of course, you're going to do it, but we put aside $1 million. So, you know, and that million in operating income is in addition to that. So
wow.
The business is running well, great margins. And now we need to get out and tell our story.
You know, a lot of these revenues, and correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of these revenues came from the new company you bought about a year ago, Student Loan Care. You guys are in the federal student loan business. The student loan problem seems to be in the news all the time. Give me some of your thoughts, and where do we go from here?
Well, you're correct. There's a huge opportunity in the student loan industry, and we read about it all the time. How hard it is for people to pay back their student loans.
Absolutely.
Our business focuses on the federal student loan holders, and the federal government actually has some significant programs to help these people, what they call pay as you earn. And if your earnings aren't high, then you don't have to have those huge payments. And the programs, though, are a little complicated. You can do everything yourself, but just as with the IRS, we can do everything ourselves as far as filing our tax forms, too. But many people decide they'd rather go to specialists who understand the programs better and pay to have the paperwork filled out. And that's what we do. Our business is to help clients find the best program for themselves and to then help them prepare all the documentation, all of the supporting documentation, and then get it to the Department of Education so that they can be accepted into these programs and to reduce their monthly payment. And for many of them, put them on a path to loan forgiveness, depending on what industry they work in. If they're in the public sector or in a nonprofit, they can literally be put on a path to loan forgiveness in 10 years. So
wow.
We do great things for clients, I believe, and our employees are very proud of what we do for these people and the kind of help that we can put into their financial lives.
My guest today is Bruce Belmar. He is the CEO of Debt Resolve, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol DRSV. They just had a crushing second quarter revenues of over $2 million, up 588%. What would you like to tell your investors or your potential investors of where the company is going from here?
Well, I think that we don't pre-announce anything, obviously, but I think if you look back our recent history and you see what we've done, you've seen the kind of progress, the kind of business management we put over our businesses, the margins we maintain, that you'll understand that we're a pretty solid story. And if there's an issue with management, it's that we just haven't gotten our story out. So we're gonna attempt to do that. We're gonna, as you know, in the penny stock arena and the microcap, that there's a lot of clutter out there. There's a lot
Absolutely.
Of people, you know, telling their story, if you will, sometimes correctly, sometimes maybe not so correctly. And what we need to do is we need to break through the clutter and tell our story. And that will be that'll be an important part of any business going forward, is to make sure the market values them in a correct manner.
Well, congratulations on such a great two quarters, over $2 million in each quarter. In closing, Bruce, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe we didn't get a chance to touch upon?
No, I think, you know, you look at the numbers, we've done very well. The margins are good. The business strategy is correct, and we look forward to, we'll execute and we'll let the market value us based on how well we execute, which, you know, I think we've proven that we can execute.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I appreciate you taking time out, coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 2 months, give us an update of what's going on with Debt Resolve. I wish you nothing but continued success, and we'll talk to you then.
Thank you, and good luck to all your listeners too.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.